This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to another episode of Future Wise, where we talk about education and careers. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and I have Money Control's M. Saraswati with me to discuss what the budget has to offer for the education sector. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hi Shraddha.
The government has allocated over 99,000 crore in FY21 in the budget for the education sector. Do you think the allocation has been, you know, adequate for school education and higher education if we, you know, separate it and talk about it?
So as far as the education sector allocation is looking at, 99,300 crore may look like a large amount, but if you look at year-on-year comparison, there has only been a 5% increase in the overall allocation. Of this, school education gets a higher chunk of almost 59,840 crore, whereas the Department of Higher Education has been given 39,500 crore. Now, as far as the total allocation is concerned, year-on-year, if you look at scheme-wise allocation, there has not been much of a difference or a significant increase. Say something like the National Education Mission, which has been the core of the government, which looks at an increase in the enrollment levels at the schools. The allocation there has merely gone up by around 2,000 crore. Similarly, the midday meal scheme, which is one of the flagship programs wherein schools provide midday meals to students in order to encourage them to come to school regularly. Even there has been only almost a 1,000 crore increase. So overall, while the numbers look large, the year-on-year comparison shows that the allocations have not seen a significant jump and everything remains, in terms of growth, remains under 5%.
Okay, and also the finance minister has said that we need greater finance to attract good teachers. She also said that we might source more FDI for the sector. But if we look at the budget allocation, do you think it is adequate to, you know, considering all these, aspirations that the finance minister has put out?
So as far as, especially on the higher education front, as you rightly mentioned, there has been an increasing impetus on increase in allocation for some of the higher education segments. Especially study in India is what the finance ministry has been talking about and talking about world-class institutions. So in terms of teachers, of course, the government is looking at increasing the salary scales of teachers, because we know that especially in the public sector, the payment of the professors at higher education level is not very high. So this year there has been a 100 crore increase in the improvement in salary scale segment, wherein around 1,900 crore has been allocated. Now, the government is also talking about things like external commercial borrowings or ECBs to be coming into the education sector. Now, once this comes in, the infrastructure also development in the education sector will improve, and we could probably see more number of students and as well as teachers who have studied abroad coming into India and teaching in some of these top educational institutions. But this is still work in progress, because, as far as research capabilities are concerned or as far as R&D is concerned, India still features among the lowest. So for R&D in particular, there has not been a big jump as far as allocation is concerned. From a teacher's perspective, we are hoping that the national education policy that will come up over the next few weeks, that could put in more, focus on the kind of incentives that will be given for teachers at the higher education level.
Right. So we'll have to wait for the national education policy to come out to actually understand. But there has been, also points regarding scholarships to promote study in India. And this has been a key focus of the finance minister. Do you think this budget will be able to boost this segment?
So as far as, study in India is concerned, the government has also talked about setting up a new test similar to the SAT test that you have globally for admissions to some of these Indian institutes. So primarily our, markets, developing countries, especially Latin America and Africa, could benefit from this. So the government has talked about something called the IndSAT, that will be like an admissions test that will be held across some of these developing markets, wherein students who are willing to come and study in India could give these examinations. However, the point to be noted is that overall the infrastructure available for some of the global students to come in, not just for, not just the scholarships, but also the living expenditure, the living infrastructure and hostels have not been up to the mark, which is why India does not definitely feature among the top locations for foreign students for higher education. So we are hoping that at least a 700-800 crore additional amount would have been set aside only for the Study in India mission. There could have been much more impetus that could have been given. But that, of course, hasn't come in this budget. But we are hoping some interim relief, because Study in India is also part of the national education plan that will be released over the next few weeks. We are hoping that over and above the budget proposal, there is an additional revised estimate that is given for the Study in India program. So this could probably make India an attractive destination, especially for the Southeast Asian and the African markets.
And since we are talking about these markets, you said about the SAT exams, sounds very similar to the SATs that US already practice, kind of an aptitude test to decide the aptitude of the students. So we know about that. But in terms of the prestigious institutes, the IIT and the IIMs, what has the focus been on that front?
So as far as, you know, the IITs and the IIMs are concerned, overall there has been, you know, a stop as far as the new institutes are concerned, because there have been almost 10 institutes, including IITs and IIMs, both in the past 4 to 5 years, wherein there have not been permanent campuses set up for at least 4 of them. So they are operating from some campuses of some other institutes, especially in the north. So the first focus should have been to kind of allocate land for these institutes and increase overall allocation. But if you look at the budget, there has actually been a decrease overall for the IIMs. There has been a decrease in the allocation from 500 crore by 25 crore to 476 crore. Similarly, for the IITs as well, there has been more or less a similar number that is there to the previous year. Now, we are hoping that some land incentives should be definitely given to some of the newer IIMs that are still to be set up. Because if you are trying to attract foreign students and, you know, if you are using the IIM brand name, the first requisite, of course, is the land or the real estate. Without having a full-fledged campus, while degrees are still being rolled out from some other partner institutes, but probably the first necessity is to have the infrastructure in place and also to have international faculty. Now, if you look at some of the top IIMs like IIM Ahmedabad, Bangalore or Calcutta, you have a lot of the visiting faculty coming in from abroad. So for the smaller IIMs and the ones that are still to get an allocation of a permanent campus, this becomes increasingly difficult to attract talent from outside, as well as to attract teachers on a guest basis from some of the foreign institutes.
Land is like a prerequisite for these prestigious institutes to actually increase the area under them. All right, coming to one of the other major announcements made by the finance minister was including on-the-job training and apprenticeship for some of the institutes. So do you see the budget announcements helping get access to more skilled programs, especially for students that belong to fields like engineering?
So overall, you know, as far as skill development is concerned, an amount of almost 3,000 crore has been set aside, wherein the government is also talking about areas like engineering, wherein it is getting increasingly difficult for engineers to find a job because of skill inadequacy. Now, for the urban bodies, the urban local bodies in particular, the government has said that some of these engineers could work with these urban local bodies for 1 year and get on-the-job practical training, so that after this 1 year, they're not only able to get a better job, but also have some more practical experiences. Similarly, for areas like medicine as well, they are talking about, you know, attaching some of these institutes to some of the prominent hospitals, so that students who are studying some of the theoretical aspects can come in and also observe some of the practical aspects of how a hospital functions and what are some of the requirements. So also in areas like cryptography as well, the government is putting in a lot of emphasis. So we come to understand that institutes could also be set up in areas like forensic sciences as well. Now, we don't know what is the exact allocation, because the expenditure budget does not have any detailed description of these institutes in particular. But we are hoping that a few hundred crores could be set aside for this. This again, of course, would depend on real estate and which is the area that these institutes will be set up and what could be the job opportunities that could come in. Now, if it is done on a PPP or a public-private partnership model, it could be easier, because if some of the companies partner with these entities to set up these institutes, once the students graduate or pass out, it will be easier for them to find a job.
All right. And will this also be made clear in the national education policy that you said will come out in a few weeks?
Yeah, we are expecting that some of the newer areas or emerging areas of development and what are the kind of institutes that will be set up and the land allocation for them will also come up.
All right. Thank you, Saraswati, for joining us today.
Thanks.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any queries, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. But for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.